The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KJLL Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
Brothers of the Broiler, the annual barbecue competition is on again in Sparks, Nevada. Alan Zeman, one of the veteran judges, says this is the rule. He says the ideal barbecued rib allows the meat to fall off the bone as you eat it, but not when you pick it up.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
No, it's not Matt Russell. We've got a stand-in. We've got a stand-in entourage today. This is the Z-Man, Alan Zeman, coming out of retirement with another guy older than me. The one, the only, the chef at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails.
Don't believe what you're hearing out there. He's not older than me. This is Albert Hall.
Yeah, I don't know. If we compare receding hairlines, man, it would be nip and tuck, shall we say?
It's a genetic thing.
All right, anyway.
It has nothing to do with age.
Hey, I don't know. Matt's on the road again, and, you know, the only time to call Matt is when he's on the air, and if you call into the show, you might be able to reach him. You know, have you noticed that?
I have.
But I don't know what he's doing. He's probably in D.C. or L.A. or he's eating, he's drinking, he's doing something fun. But, folks, we got a lot of news for you today. We got an entourage in the studio. We've got an entourage of ladies. We got, they're all ladies, and they're all chefs, Albert. I mean,
and they're young.
I mean, yeah. No, they're not old like you, you know. But anyway, we're going to talk about some great events. We have Iron Chef competitions going on all weekend at Tucson. Meet Yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we have a very special event coming up called the Tucson Culinary Festival, right? That's coming up in about 3 weeks.
Exactly.
Then we have an even bigger and more special event called, are you ready for this? The Sizzling Women Chefs of Tucson, November 13th.
Ladies' Night Out.
Yeah. No. Late. That Ladies' Night Out comes before that. So we're going to get this all straightened out for you folks.
You missed it then.
No, I skipped it on purpose.
Oh.
See, that's the tease, Albert.
I don't have any paperwork.
I asked Albert to do a show prep, but nope, he didn't do it. And, of course, Yvonne Boucher will be with us again, and we'll talk about some great wines to drink. Speaking of great wines, you missed a great wine tasting today, Albert.
Right across the street.
Right across the street, Robert Craig. The wines of Robert Craig, from the Affinity to the Howell Mountain to the Mount Veeder to the Zinfandel. Luckily, I was not swallowing today, so we're in good shape. But they were great wines, great taste, put on by the babes at Alliance Beverage. Donna Summers was there. Jessica Nenedick, Jennifer, Mel. It was a great time.
Wow.
You should have been there. All you had to do was walk across the street.
I had a catering.
Ah. Well, hey, I started off with the rib note because Albert actually came up to Sparks, Nevada, and was a judge at the Nugget Rib Cook-Off.
I have never, ever in my life seen anything quite like that.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's a lot of ribs. It's a lot of ribs.
They said that one guy, Bone Daddy, sold how many? Sold 5,000.
That's his name.
What? I haven't even done the joke yet.
I think he changed his name to Bone Daddy.
Well, he's kind of won the last couple of years, but did 5,000 pounds of St. Louis ribs, which would be what? 2,500 slabs, basically?
A bunch.
Yeah, in one night on Saturday night. And the winner this year was, you remember?
I know Bone Daddy won something.
Well, Bone Daddy, I think, got People's Choice. The winner was, I forgot what the winner was too, man. We'll remember. Chicago took second. No, the winner was North 40 out of Texas, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Or Back 40 or something 40, mm-hmm. And they've been a participant for years and hadn't won. Well, tell the listeners about judging a rib cook-off, man. How many ribs did you eat? How did you do it? How did it happen?
I ate, 10 slabs of ribs. I didn't eat the whole. I tasted from 10 slabs of ribs.
Now you got 45 minutes, right?
Yeah, right. And you'd think that was a long time, but it's not. Because you have to judge based on this criteria that you gave us that had us stepping and fetching, man. I mean, we had to, like, rinse and spit and, you know, we were.
There was texture.
It was flavor. It was.
You had your choice of celery sticks or a beer.
We didn't have any time.
Regular beer or a light beer. that's what you rinse with.
No,
with
I didn't have any celery sticks. The beer, though, that was good. That was a good call.
All right, well, let's give you a rundown. Tucson Meet Yourself. We'll take these in order, okay? And if I get out of order, please correct me. So Tucson Meet Yourself starts tomorrow. Great fiesta. Mia Hansen's supposed to call in, but I bet she's going to miss her cue because I was down there, and just to try to ask her one question took about an hour and
she's
a half.
She's a busy little beaver right
yeah.
now.
But Kitchen Stadium, folks, is awesome. We've got it all set up. It's a modern kitchen with high-tech equipment, induction, combi steamer technology. Oh,
we'll talk more about that
steel
later.
Tables. It's beautiful. You guys are going to really enjoy it. I think for some of you, you might have a little bit more room than you do in your own operation. And we've got it's a benefit for both the ACF, the American Culinary Federation, the Chefs Association, and CCAP, Careers Through Culinary Arts Programs. So we have 7 or 14 culinary teams. We have professionals. We have master chefs. We have the ladies who you're going to meet here in a few moments from Eat at Boca. Boca.
Get it right.
Help me out here. Boca.
Right.
Boca. Boca. It's got to be like Madonna. Boca.
Boca, tacos, and tequila.
There you go.
There you go.
And we have that was Chef Maria Maison, right on cue. And then we also have Chef Tamara Stemple from Oro Valley Country Club.
Good grub in golf.
Exactly. But no, we're going to bill it as Country Club Cuisine meets the Street Taco Friday night, 8 o'clock. That's tomorrow night.
I hope nobody gets hurt.
And then, so every competition, every 2 hours, is going to be an Iron Chef competition with culinary students or professional chefs. And folks, coming out of retirement, the battle of the heavyweights, okay? The original Tucson Iron Chef,
my uncle.
The one and only Maria's tu tío.
Es mi tío, ¿cómo no?
Albert Hall is going to compete against Ryan Clark. And you know, the odds makers are still working on this, Albert. But you know, I got to tell you, you are the underdog in this sentimental favorite.
I bet there better be enough room for my walker on the stage because. Boy, I'm going to spank Ryan Clark. And I have to tell you.
Is that before or after the competition?
Well, you know, he
good.
Beat me before.
Exactly. Tucson
Meet Yourself.
That's right.
So I've got a little work to do.
We don't want this to be deja vu all over again.
No. No. Well, no. Well, you know why I lost.
No.
It was rigged.
No. Your portions were too big, man. No, that's the problem.
Okay. How many years ago was this?
Dude, I can't keep track.
Yeah, you can't.
Two or three?
So long ago, I don't remember, but I'll tell you this. He's going to pay for it this year.
All right. Well, the gauntlet has been dropped. You got to get down to Tucson, Meet Yourself. We're going to talk more about that. But now, we got to go to a very special lady, the lady of the vine, the one and only Yvonne Boucher from Catavinos. Yvonne, welcome to the program.
Hey, Alan, how you doing?
Long time no talk.
Yeah, it's been a while.
How you been?
I'm excellent, thank you.
What are you drinking?
What am I drinking? Well, I've got several things going here, but specifically I'm drinking a Claret out of Chile.
A Claret?
Yes.
Isn't that a mint? Isn't that a breath mint?
No, it's not a mint. It's a wine. Actually, what Claret is it's out of... It's from Bordeaux, and it used to be, Bordeaux used to be a dark rosé wine, and they called it Claret because in France it means pale, and that's what Bordeaux used to be, and now we think of Bordeaux as being something totally different, although it did utilize all the Bordeaux grapes.
So which are? Can you name the five? Is it the five grapes of Bordeaux?
Let's ask Albert. 13.
13?
Yes, there used to be 13. Now it's pretty much come down to 5, with it being Cabernet Sauvignon.
Marsan.
Cabernet Franc. Marsan is in the White Bordeaux. Merlot, Petit Verdot, Malbec, and Carmenere. Although Malbec and Carmenere have pretty much seen their day and have moved to Chile and Argentina, respectively.
All right.
So this Claret is out of Chile. And it's got Petit Verdot, Cabernet, and 41% Petit Verdot, which gives it that real... I love Petit Verdot, so it gives it that kind of tarty flavor, like a rhubarb or cranberry kind of flavor. And then it's got some Cabernet Sauvignon to build it up and some Cabernet Franc to throw in some spice, and then the Carmenere, which smooths it all out.
You know, you just gave me a great idea. I think rhubarb would be an excellent secret ingredient for these Iron Chefs this weekend, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, and this will take you back. Maybe you remember this, Albert. Obviously, the ladies won't. But when I was a kid, rhubarb used to grow in a backyard. You'd break it off, wash it, and then you would dip it in sugar and eat it.
Chew on it. Well, yeah. it was pretty stringy. But it grows like a weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like celery. If you peel down the outside, you know, you can chew on it. It's like chewing on sugar cane, right?
Well, no.
Ivana, are you still there?
I am.
All right. So, what are we going to do? Are you doing a tasting with this wine, or are you just featuring this wine?
Oh, no. Well, I always pick a wine from my tasting that I put as the wine of the week. And so that is in a tasting I've got going on here tonight. And it's $13.99. And it's out of, I think I mentioned, it's from Chile, which is kind of an interesting place for it to be from, because usually the Californians call it Claret because they're trying to mimic Bordeaux. And since that's a French term, they think that it makes it sound more elegant. And they also use the name Claret in England to raise its status. It has a very high status name. So Claret is kind of one of those words in the wine industry.
Well, you know, Yvonne, you know why you put a French name, like why Albert will put a French name on the on an item on the menu, like the Entrecote or Champignon,
ooh, la, la,
or the Chateaubriand. You know why you put a French name on it? It was kind of like you said, right, to make it more romantic and sound
better. To make
you
it
can
sound.
Charge more for it.
That's exactly why Albert puts a French name on it. You charge more money for it, man. Yvonne, did you pass out again? Where are you? What are you doing?
Well, I was letting you have your conversation there. I wasn't sure. I was just letting you go.
I need some wine is what I need.
Well, so, come on down. We're pouring. What we're doing this week is we're pouring a bunch of party picks. They're left over from our anniversary party, and I'm still cycling through them. We had 50 wines here, and it's hard for everyone to taste them all.
50? You got to taste 50 wines at the tasting?
Well, you don't have to.
Why wouldn't you?
There's just 50 wines available for you to taste.
That's awesome.
My customers are all pretty real responsible, so they kind of limit it to at least 30.
That must be why I was banned. So give us a rundown. What do you got going on all weekend there, Catavinos?
Well, we're tasting a beautiful Chardonnay. I've got a white blend that's Arion and Macabeo out of Spain. That's very pretty. I've got a Bartolino out of Italy. I've got this Claret. I have a red blend out of Portugal that's full of a bunch of wines that or varietals I can't even pronounce. That's the problem with Portugal.
Oh, go ahead and try.
And then I've got a beautiful Zinfandel out of Paso Robles.
No, you didn't say it right.
What's that?
It's Paso Robles is the way they say it.
Paso Robles. Oh, just like Robles. Going to the city. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Uh-huh.
You call it Paso for sure.
Paso Robles. I got a story about Paso Robles, but we'll save that for when we get off the air. That's where Justin Baldwin is. Justin's winery is in Paso Robles.
Who's Justin?
Yeah.
Who is Justin? I'm sorry.
No, you know Justin Baldwin, don't you? Justin's got some great wines.
Uh-huh.
And he's in Paso Robles.
Oh. No, I actually, to be honest with you, I'm not familiar with him.
Oh, you got to taste it, man. Justin.
Yeah?
Yep.
Might be out of my price point. You know that everything in my shop's under $15. So
that's true, but when you lock the door at the end of the night, we can drink anything, Yvonne.
Well, we can, but I'm, you know, to be honest with you, I taste really expensive wines all the time, and I'm like, you know what? I can meet or beat that one, so we're gonna work with this one.
That's true.
It's pretty amazing that you can offer product at that price point. I mean,
yeah.
Well, it's a needle in a haystack, and obviously I taste a lot of wines in order to find the good ones, because you do have to sort the good ones from the chaff.
The chaff. I like that. Chaff is like the shake, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what my favorite wine is?
What's that?
The last one I had at Catavinos. Yvonne, thanks for being with us. What's the number down there so they can give you a call?
323-3063.
All right.
Stop by and do a tasting. We do them every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Bye-bye, baby.
Thank you.
All right, that was Yvonne. Hey, don't go away. We'll be back with more with the sizzling lady chefs here in the studio.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And we're back. It's On the Menu Live. Chef Zeman here sitting in for Matt Russell along with the elder statesman and Iron Chef extraordinaire here in Tucson, Arizona, the one and only Albert Hall.
It's me.
Yep, it's him. Well, hey, we got the wine all straightened out. Okay.
We did.
And now we have in all her eminence, the lovely chef Elizabeth Mikesell is with us. Elizabeth, are you there? What are you doing? Getting a manicure? What are you doing? Getting your hair done? Where are you?
No, I'm actually sitting here in my daughter's living room calling you on her phone.
Boy, what a thrill, huh?
Yeah.
Well, hey, what we want to do is really give us the rundown on Tucson Meet Yourself for tomorrow. You know, you've really been the one that put this all together. We got all the student teams. We've got Tamara here. We've got Maria here. I got Albert here. He keeps nodding off on me. I'm worried about him tomorrow. But give us the rundown, man. Tell us a little bit about it and the background and what everybody can expect to see tomorrow.
Okay. Well, this is our fourth annual Iron Chef competition at the Tucson Meet Yourself. And this will be the third time you've competed, Albert, as Iron Chef. I can't remember
how many times,
yeah,
Elizabeth.
Yeah, I think it's the third, but...
Albert's
anyway,
coming down early to sign autographs.
Yeah,
too,
Albert. Yeah, Albert is definitely a star, and he is really fun to watch. As is Ryan Clark, who's been there for the last 2 or 3 years as well.
We had a couple callers calling and wanted to know who Ryan Hall was.
And we have our first women's Iron Chef competition, which is really exciting, and that's on Friday night at 8:00. And we're welcoming Tamara and Maria. Maria's from La Boca, Tamara from the Oro Valley Country Club, and they're going to prepare a wonderful three-course meal in 1 hour with 8 plates, 2 for the judges and 6 for a table that will be sold of their fine cooking.
And I don't know, they're both getting close to being sold out, but we're selling tickets to all this. And we're also going to give away 2 tickets today with our trivia question here on the second half of the show. So, folks, you want to stay tuned for that, man.
Perfect.
It's a $20 ticket, but it probably has a value of $200.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And the show alone is worth it because these guys really do a wonderful job of making it exciting to watch.
We'll take it off to the beginning. We kick off at what time? Tomorrow at 1 p.m. with
the kickoff is tomorrow at 1.
With the one and only, the unbelievable.
That's going to be Joe Kraft from Morrison Healthcare, and then there will be four high school teams.
Now, Joe Kraft, it's called Flavors 450. What does that mean? He's going to do 450 plates in an hour?
You know, because
I got all these Iron Chefs complaining because they got to do 4 dishes for crying
calories,
out loud.
Calories, which you are so right to bring up. This is a healthy Iron Chef competition. So,
and you know how I feel about that, Elizabeth.
I know. He loves his French fries.
We fight about butter and, you know.
Yeah.
Pork belly and everything else.
Joe is going to show some amazing food that can be consumed for 450 calories, which is very moderate. And the students are going to be doing a healthy theme. The students have a slightly different theme than the professionals. The students are going to be doing a salad prepared in a ring mold. If you don't know that out in the public, it just makes it look really fancy. And they have a nationality that
kind of like when Mom used to make that Jello or chiffon mold, you know,
bride salad,
only in miniature, right? In miniature.
Yeah, we love you, Mom. You did a great job. But this is going to be fancy-dancy, and they have a nationality or an ethnicity that was assigned to them, so they chose their...
There was no Bohemian or Polish, though. I was really upset about that.
No Polish.
What are the... There's Italian, there's...
We have Italian, Latino, Chinese, and French are the four ethnicities were distributed among the students. Population. And then the students will be doing two courses only, and their second course will be a chicken with an accompanying starch and vegetable and sauce that, of course, matches the ethnicity that was assigned them.
Excellent. And they're going to produce portions, and they're going to produce eight portions, one for the judges, one for pictures critique and the press, and then six for the diners of their choice.
Right, and their plates are going for $10 each, which is a ganga, and the professionals are going for $20, which is definitely an incredible
value. So, folks, come on down. It's cheaper than staying home. It's going to be a sellout because really about every 2 hours we have 12 sit-down fine dining presentations.
That's
for
precisely
you.
Precisely it.
You know, Elizabeth, a lot of people don't know, they're listening out there, how much work goes into the preparation of doing these Iron Chef competitions. And I was looking at the ingredient list, and it's massive. In addition to all the equipment and all the small wares and the ovens and the induction cooktops and all of the equipment that you need, you're stocking this larder, and it just looks fabulous. I know that there's seafood that has been donated. There's meat that Al is probably still looking for, and a bunch of other stuff. And we got a list of I don't know, eight or nine maybe specific ingredients that were going to be put into a hat, I guess. So when you choose that secret ingredient, it'll kind of be pulled out of a hat. But you pretty much know what that ingredient is, right? Can you tell us what that is?
Well, no, I'm not going to tell you the secret ingredient, Albert. But
goodbye. You gotta watch it. You can get Elizabeth to spill the beans. Oh no, that's what it is.
Beans. Okay.
All right. Well,
But I am going to say one thing about the equipment and stuff, and thank you for your comments, Albert. I really appreciate it. The Arizona restaurant equipment has just done an amazing job of helping us out with the equipment, and I really take my hats off to them. The kitchen that you're going to see down there at the Tucson Meet Yourself is just gorgeous, and Mia Hansen, who heads up the whole thing, has done a great job of organizing, getting us a gorgeous tent and bleachers and a stage and the whole banana. It's going to be just amazing.
Yeah, and we're going to have a little retail store, Wild West Hot Sauces. Dina Rupp's going to be down there. You may know her from Trail Dust Town. So we're going to be selling spices and barbecue sauce and all kinds of good stuff. So if you need, you know, if you need a little extra oomph in one of your dishes, Albert, we'll sell it to
hot
you. But
sauce.
No discounts, okay? That's the deal. Hey, Elizabeth, thanks for being with us. Everybody
well,
out there,
thank you, Ralph.
Come on
Albert,
down. Check out Tucson
you
Meet Yourself. Friday.
Okay.
Saturday. Or Sunday. Hey, and stay tuned. We're going to have Colette Landine on the line, and we're going to talk about the Tucson Culinary Festival. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. On a vote of 251 to 170, the House has passed a bill that would bar federal funding for health plans providing abortion services. The Senate's not expected to consider the bill, and even if it did vote on it and it passed, the White House threatened a presidential veto. The stepfather of an 11-year-old missing boy stands charged with killing the boy's mother in Maryland. Authorities caught up to the suspect in North Carolina this morning. An Amber Alert has been issued for young William McQuain as authorities look for the boy. GOP presidential candidate Herman Cain is climbing in the opinion polls, and he's come under some criticism for his 999 tax plan. His critics say it's just a gimmick and the numbers don't add up, but he says, no, that's not the case.
We derived this by using existing revenue numbers, so it is not a gimmick, and we've also had it scored, and it will boost this economy and create 6 million new jobs.
The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. Right now, get 30% off any copy and print orders of $30 or more. Visit Staples.com or text Staples to 84444. Offer ends 11/12. Staples, that was easy.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. No, we'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Then we'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If wrestling a live bear would help us get you a better deal, we'd do it while wearing salmon cologne. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Pre-rebate price $20.99. See store for details.
You could win big with Wolverine's Backyard Bonanza Sweepstakes. I'm Jason Cameron, licensed contractor and TV host. If you're like me, you love being outdoors. Now is your chance to win the ultimate backyard. I'm talking about a stainless gas grill, fire pit, furniture, the works. Enter for a chance to win now at Wolverine.com. The Wolverine Backyard Bonanza.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents in the 50 United States and D.C. 18 or older with a valid email address. Visit Wolverine.com by November 30th, 2011 for official rules, price details, and instructions to enter. Void where prohibited.
Get in the zone!
You might not be ready for cold weather, but make sure your car is. Because if your antifreeze fails, so could your engine. Come to AutoZone now and save $2 instantly, plus another $5 after mail-in rebate on long-lasting Peak antifreeze. See store for restrictions and details. Cooling system failure is the leading cause of engine-related breakdown. So come to AutoZone today and let us help you protect your engine from the big freeze. Because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
It's time for the 9th Annual Tucson Culinary Festival, presented by the Tucson Originals and Soul Casinos, October 27th through the 30th. Experience the best of Tucson's vibrant culinary scene all weekend long. Start with the World Margarita Championship. Go on an original adventure, revel at the Reserve and Grand Tasting, and cheer for your favorites at the Copper Chef Challenge and Barbecue. Buy your tickets today at TucsonCulinaryFestival.com and help support our beneficiaries, Arizona's Children Association, Diamond Children's, and New Beginnings for Women and Children. Or call 334-1112. That's 334-1112.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Spend an evening with us at 47 Scott and Scott & Co., located downtown Tucson's emerging culinary capital. 47 Scott, serving modern comfort food for both lunch and dinner in a neighborhood bistro setting. A rotating selection of affordable wines and handcrafted cocktails complement our freshly prepared seasonal menu. Sit under the stars on our cozy brick patio or inside in a comfortable urban setting where we focus on excellent service and hospitality. Enjoy a drink before or after your meal at Scott & Co., our small cocktail lounge located directly next door to 47 Scott. With a nod to the cocktail scene of years past, Scott & Co. features seasonal drink creations unlike any other place in Tucson. 47 Scott, located downtown at 47 North Scott Avenue, across the street from the Pennington Parking Garage. Open for lunch Monday through Friday and dinner Monday through Saturday. Online at 47scott.com. For reservations, call 624-4747. That's 624-4747.
Well, here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night. It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Janos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt. Beautiful.
And we're back on the menu live. Matt's out of town. You got the Z-Man here with Albert Hall playing with his iPhone, man.
Taking over the airwaves.
Yeah, baby. Hey, and we got the one and only Colette Landine. I think she's the big shot putting this whole Tucson Culinary Festival together this time. So I was going to say, if Jonathan would have been on, not only would we have had the oldest Iron Chef, we would have had the oldest chef probably in America on the show. But instead, we have his beautiful, lovely bride. Colette, welcome to the program.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
What's shaking? How about that for an intro, huh?
Hey, and you know what? He's sitting right next to me, so if you really want him to give you a shout, then he could.
Wake him up so he hears what you have to say.
Okay.
All right, anyway, Culinary Festival. I got some of the throwdown participants here, man. We got Maria Mazon in the studio. We got Albert Hall.
Brisket.
Tell us, give us a rundown in about 5 seconds. No, take a couple minutes. Tell us what's going on at the Tucson Culinary Festival.
Wow. Well, there's a lot going on. Some of it is things we've done before. Some of it's new. So we've got Thursday night, October 27th. Is the World Margarita Championship, and we have 14 Tucson originals making their best recipe for margaritas. And
right on.
We have judges coming in from around the country for that. And you can vote for your choice. You can taste a little bit of everybody's and have some wonderful food and live music. And so that's Thursday night, and that's at Maynard's Patio. They're down there by the train depot.
Cool.
Starts at 6 o'clock. So, and then Friday is a new adventure that we're doing. It's called the Originals Adventure. It's Friday. Several of our restaurants, almost all of them, are doing their own event at their own restaurant. So you choose which one you want to go to, and you can have a wine dinner. You can participate in the specials and prefix menus, and some of them are doing lunch or breakfast, depending on what they want to emphasize for their restaurant. So it's all on the website, TucsonCulinaryFestival.com.
Excellent. You know, you may even be able to find a jellyfish taco.
Yeah, you might if you go see Maria.
Exactly. You let the cat out. That's going to be the secret ingredient at the Iron Chef competition tomorrow night. Okay, and then the Reserve and Grand Tasting?
Yeah, Saturday night up at Lowe's in the ballroom. The Reserve wine tasting starts at 5. It goes from 5 to 6 with special hors d'oeuvres by our very elite restaurants. And then you can just slide right in at 6 o'clock into the Grand Ballroom for the Grand Tasting, where we'll have probably almost all of our 50 members there showcasing their best food for everyone. So it's really a slam dunk. You go at 5 o'clock, and then you just slide right into the Grand Tasting.
Maybe you get some of those NBA guys, because they're all on strike, man.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Hey, so it benefits the Diamond Children's. What's the Monica Flynn Award?
That goes to, I don't know. I forgot who that...
Check the website.
Check the
Tucson
website.
TucsonCulinaryFestival.com. That's all you got to do. Hey, but then the Copper Chef Challenge. We got to take a minute on this, because you're doing all these throwdowns. How much time do they have on a throwdown?
I'm not sure. I think it's about a half an hour. But we have a hot dog throwdown. We have pancake. We have taco. We have brisket. We have mac and cheese. And, these are all going on different stages, and you're going to be inside the Kiva Ballroom and on the patio there. So It's going to be great. We have the kids playing music from the various orchestras around town. We have,
and that's on Sunday, though, right?
That's on Sunday.
And then what's the final competition?
The final one is the big Copper Chef Challenge, and that is Adam Buzzolini and Ryan Clark.
Right on. God, everywhere I go, I see this Ryan Clark guy. What is up with that?
Colette, you know, he's going to be half dead when I get done with it.
Hope he makes it. Ryan's also competing against Albert
on
Saturday night.
For some reason, if he doesn't make it, I'll be there.
Right on. Great, great events going on. Of course, Adam's from Maynard's Market and Kitchen downtown. So, Colette, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Say hello to your dad. I mean your husband for me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for being with us today, man. We got to run. We got so many events to go over. We're buried, man. So, party on. Get down to Jonathan's Cork at now the top of Tankaverde's Restaurant Row. Now we're going to bring in, we have another lovely lady in the studio. Move over, Sir Albert.
You're mean.
Move over.
I'm taking that microphone.
Make room. We have the chair lady here, okay? Now, Victoria Christie has run an event called the Sizzling Women of Chefs of Tucson, which happens November 13th. But as a precursor to the Culinary Festival, we have an event going on the day before the Culinary Festival starts. Tori, up to you, baby.
All right. Gosh, finally, we have this really fantastic thing going on at Lodge on the Desert. It's called Ladies at the Lodge, and we're going to be featuring a whole bunch of hors d'oeuvres that come from the next generation hors d'oeuvre competition that featured students from the Art Institute, CDO High School, and Pima Community College. I happen to have judged that event, and that was quite something.
17 competitors. I did, too, and only 3 of the judges survived. The rest had to leave.
17 competitors with 3 to 4 pieces of hors d'oeuvre each. It was absolutely unbelievable. I didn't eat for a couple of days. Anyway, they have been invited to the top winners are coming to the Lodge on the Desert to showcase their wares, and we're looking for this to serve as the kickoff to the Tucson Culinary Festival, as well as to bring awareness to the event, The Sizzling Women.
Wednesday, October the 26th, happy hour, 5 p.m. Hey, maybe we'll have all the Iron Chefs there, too, because we're trying to set up a little competition between them, okay? And I'm not going to tell them what the competition is, but we're going to have the bubbly, the sparkling wine. And it's ladies' night. What does that mean, Albert?
Ladies get in free.
Ladies get in free.
Right.
Yeah,
ladies.
Baby. They're kicking that off at the lodge. And guys, only $10. What a value. Cheaper than staying home. You get to taste all these great hors d'oeuvres and have a glass of the bubbly. And please have another so we can charge you for it.
It's going to be a really great time, folks. You should step out and come down and see all the ladies.
All right. There you have it right there. And where can they go to find out about that? ACFChefsOfArizona.org, correct?
Yes. There's also a Facebook page for the Sizzling Women.
Ah, Facebook. Are you on Facebook, Albert?
No, of course.
Right on, baby. I got to check that out. All right, Tori, the chair lady, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much. Hey, are we going to give the ladies a chance to speak?
That's what we're going to do right now.
I think you talk in your sleep.
That's what we're going to do right now.
Really, really. Let's hear it for the girls.
She's gotten into your time, man. Okay, now we have it. We build up all the suspense. The moment you've been waiting for. Chef Albert, why don't you introduce the ladies?
Noel.
I thought you were going to call Albert wanted to call you Iron Chefettes, okay?
They are.
But
chefs.
I ran that by Schmo, and he said, "No way, you cannot do that."
They're real chefs.
Yeah, we have two ladies here. I will introduce the one and only Maria Maison from Boca, and
you called me old.
He's not talking. No.
Well, like I always say, it's talk radio. If you're not talking, I'm talking. We also have with us Chef Tamara Stemple from Oro Valley Country Club. So, ladies, let's start with you, Maria. What do you think? How did you get involved in this?
You came to my restaurant.
I did.
Well, I was busy and cooking, and you just told me to sign up. And I was like, yes, okay. I did it. Just for you.
I never go any place and say something.
So you
the
got
lady
lucky.
Says
then.
Yes the first
and
time.
And then you got lucky. Lucky you.
Look at that. Albert, maybe you could get lucky, too.
Not a chance.
All right.
He's my uncle.
Now, have you done any competitions?
I have
You're
not.
Doing the throwdown? Like, look at this. October's going to be a big month, man.
I know.
It's going to be the autumn. The autumn taco. The jellyfish taco. All right. That's Maria. Now, Tamara.
Yes.
You're at Oro Valley Country Club. Now, have you been in hotels? What's your background?
Golf clubs, hotels, resorts. So.
What's your handicap?
It's really high.
That's good because, you know, your handicap is directly proportional to your cooking ability. The higher the handicap, the better of a chef you are.
Well, thank you.
If your golf game is too good, you get in big trouble with the boss. Yeah. Right? So up there at Oro Valley Country Club, what are some of the specialties up there, man? What are you guys doing?
I would say contemporary American. We've kind of jazzed up the menu from the past, so they're a little accepting now of more of the flavors in the Southwest, so little by little.
Now, I got to tell you, you know, I was a chef at a couple of country clubs. You were too, weren't you, Albert?
Sure was.
You never changed the coffee, the hot dog, or what else?
The
chicken salad, baby. Never changed that.
Chicken or tuna salad.
Or the dinner rolls.
It's big trouble, man. If you change the hot dog, oh, it's over. Oh, and the dinner rolls. There you go. So, see, you've already learned.
Yeah.
Did you get yelled at?
Yes.
Very good. Well, what do you think about all this? You know, are you guys pretty excited about it?
I am. I'm really, really excited.
The ladies are going to be competing at 8 o'clock on Friday night. That's tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. Right?
Cool. So you could come down. Well, no. I think we're sold out. Do we have a couple of tickets left?
I can give two away.
All right. So we're going to have two seats, okay, tomorrow night, and we're going to give those away right now. All right? Now, ladies, do you remember the trivia question? We have all these.
Do you or no?
See, now I asked them to do the question. We have all these teams competing. Okay. Yeah, we'll do it in both. Can you do it in English? And can you do it in the Espanol? And I'll do it in Bohemian. Okay. And Albert, you can do it in Polish.
Cambodian.
Okay.
Cambodian,
okay.
Please.
So we're going to have all these teams competing. We're going to have these master chefs doing demonstrations. We're going to have the Morrison's going to be doing the Flavors 450. Albert Hall, Ryan Clark. What was the question? Do you remember?
I think the question was, how many total contestants are competing this weekend at the Tucson Meet Yourself?
Exactly.
Including chefs, college, and students.
Right. Culinary students. Okay. Okay.
¿Qué pasó?
Vid. En español.
¿Quieres que te diga en español?
Sí.
Que si cuántos equipos van a competir este fin de semana en Tucson Meet Yourself, incluyendo profesionales y estudiantes.
Y... ¿Cuándo se llama Schmo?
¿Cómo se llama? Aprende a hablar
español. ¿Cuántos?
Aprende a hablar español, por favor.
All right, 529-3508. 529-3508 is the number. Give us a call. You answer it right, and we'll give it to whoever gets the closest out of the first five. And it's a bunch, folks, okay? 529-3508. We'll be right back.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home. In your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100. Or check them out online at entouragetucson.com.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Dollar beer. Let's go.
And welcome back. We're on the menu live. This is the Z-Man, Alan Z-Man, along with my old buddy.
Albert Hall.
From? food and cocktails.
Get your real food and cocktails.
Yeah, don't go for lunch. He's probably sleeping. Get up there for dinner, man.
We're busy for lunch today.
Were you?
Yeah.
Right on. You got to see, folks, he is, Albert has gone green. I mean, look at him. The van is green. The chef coat's green.
Pants.
The pants are green. Man, oh, man. And anyway, we have Maria Maison from Boca. The Lady Iron Chef be competing tomorrow night against Tamara Stempel. The other Lady Iron Chef competing tomorrow night at Tucson Meet Yourself. You got to come down and check it out. We're trying to give away two tickets, and we're throwing in a bonus. Albert's giving up two tickets on Saturday night, so we're going to take the top two, 529-3508.
We need callers. Call it now.
529-3508. There must be some kind of, the phones must be out or something. I don't know. But anyway, let's go back to the ladies. Maria, what do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for you tomorrow? Getting it all done on time, making it all look fresh, making it all taste good. What's going to be the biggest challenge?
Not to curse. Yes.
You know, and I after seeing you work on just several occasions, I have to agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, even Schmo knows.
But I can do one in Spanish, and nobody will understand me.
Well, that's not true. I don't know.
Don't start doing that.
That's true.
We're not on a 7-second delay, okay?
No, the biggest one is going to be, you know, just get it right. Just at least, you know, try to have fun and not just get involved and just try to have fun and learn as I go and just... Whatever happens, happens. But
excellent.
Just with a big smile.
Well, you definitely have that.
I try.
All right, and then Tamara, what do you think? What's the biggest challenge for you tomorrow? What are you thinking about?
I'm just trying to keep it simple, keep it clean, fresh, keep focused and have fun as well.
Now, maybe we should tell them about the KISS theory, Albert. Do you ladies know the KISS theory?
The what?
The KISS theory.
It's where you kiss the host.
Yeah.
That one?
No, the
really?
KISS theory.
No, thank you.
Keep it simple, stupid. Yeah. That's called the KISS theory.
I can do that.
All right. Very good. All right, let's go to the phones. 529-3508 is the number. Ryan, you're live on the menu live.
Hey, is it about 15 people completing the competition?
15?
Yeah.
No, you're not even close, man.
No,
you can't. I can't even give you an honorable mention for that.
That sucks.
You know what? You know what? You win instead. You get to be the dishwasher for whatever day you want to be.
Hang up, change your name, and call back.
All right, come on down anyway, man. Thanks for playing. 529-3508 is the number. Let's go to Ken. Ken, you are live on the menu live.
Excuse me. Hello. I must say I was a big fan of you on your. Radio show you had.
Oh, man, I'm up to 3 now.
Wow, I didn't
think. Well, thank you. You know, I get back
to mention also your restaurant.
Didn't think there were any of those people left.
Yeah, I'm one of those old ones.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Anyway. Do you like jellyfish tacos, Ken? I got the hook up, man. Or I get your tea time at Oro Valley.
I'll give a wild guess of 54.
Ooh, that's pretty close, man. You're getting up there. I mean, we have a lot of competitors going on, you know, throughout the course of the day, but still haven't quite got it, baby. 529-3508 is the number. 529-3508. Well, we got nobody else lined up. What happened? You said you had 12 callers.
They had cut out. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Sit. I don't know what you're doing. Well, that's good. We got time. So what do you got? What do you got going on over there, Maria?
Right now I have my dollar taco, dollar beer day.
Yeah. Now what? It's tequilas and tacos, right?
Yes, and beer.
How many tequilas do you have?
Right now on shelf, I think of some 50, 40, 50, something like that. I do have every single import. I do dollar tacos, dollar beers on Thursday. And every Wednesday, I do exotic tacos at 6 o'clock.
Exotic tacos.
Is that the taco of the week?
No, I'm not.
Who is that?
That's Bacanora Tequila. They're going to be they're one of the sponsors
down
there.
It looks like Bridie of the Grand Canyon.
Hey, folks, 529-3508. We got to give away these two tickets, okay? 54 was just little bit low. All you got to do is call in, man. And you are going to be having a taste of the Iron Chef's. Reed, you're live on the menu live. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. Now, what do you think, buddy? If you can get within 5, we are going to declare you the winner. Is that okay, Albert?
Well, I don't know if I can go for that.
Come on.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I go for that.
All right.
Within
so,
5.
Reed, are you going to be coming down there anyway?
Yes.
Good deal. All right. So, what do you think? How many?
I'm going to guess 63.
Oh, come on.
Whoa.
Reed, do you know Schmo?
Do I know Schmo?
Yeah. Do you know a guy named Schmo?
I don't know a guy named Schmo. I can tell you that.
All right. Well, you nailed it, man.
It's Schmo.
You nailed it without even doing a recut. That's exactly how many we're going to have. So I tell you what. Stay on the line. The lovely Sydney is going to get all your information. We're just going to make a reservation down there for you for two, okay?
Okay.
It's for 8 o'clock tomorrow night, and you just kind of strut in, okay, and say, hey,
all right.
I'm Reed. I want the VIP thing.
Reed, I'm calling for a background check.
He okay. got scared.
Scared. They call him in.
Reed, thanks for playing. Thanks for tuning in, man. All right. So, hey, we got a few minutes left. Now, isn't this special? So let's ask. We didn't get a chance to grill Tamara over here. Chef Albert has some questions for you.
I have some technical golf food questions because I actually have a degree in golf food. From Forest Highlands Golf Club in beautiful Flagstaff, Arizona. So you look like you're probably in about fifth grade. You look really, you look really young.
That's what I get a lot.
And I don't want to ask how old you are, but how long have you been a chef?
Since I started cooking when I was 19, so about 10 years.
I was way off.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm older than you.
10 years.
This is fantastic.
Do the math, man. Do the math, baby.
Wow.
I think it's because I'm short. That's why I look a little younger.
So when you never ask a lady how old they are.
So when
what
you're,
is wrong
well,
with
no, but, well, no, listen. When she's 130, she'll only look 80.
That's good.
That's good. That's a good thing, Al.
I'm leaving.
So you didn't just fall off the turnip truck. You've been around for a while.
Yeah. So about, 6 years in Tucson now?
6 years in Tucson. So, where are you from originally?
South Dakota.
South Dakota, right on.
Yeah. And culinary school in Kansas City. So.
Oh, fantastic. Cool. Fantastic. Well, so what happens when you're at work and it's a beautiful day out and then, say, 2 o'clock at it rains like really hard.
You get busy.
You call in reinforcements.
Yeah.
Everybody
you get
has
swamped. That's when it would be great to call in Maria because she has the dialogue for times like that. You know,
it's all right. Spanish.
You know the
too.
Dialogue. Bleep 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 bleep. You go Gordon Ramsay. You go Maria.
Yes.
You know. Are you guys going to wear a short sleeve chef coat so you can go Gordon?
Yes.
All right.
With the Mexican flag right representing.
It's going to be fun tomorrow night, folks. Come on down there. Check it out. We got stuff going on all day. We got the student teams. We have, what else do we have? Oh, we have the ladies competing at 8 o'clock. And then we have on Saturday, the main event, of course, will be the one and only Albert Hall against Ryan Clark.
Don't we have a couple master chefs, too?
Yeah, I was getting to that. And then leading up to them on Saturday at 6 o'clock, we have Master Chef Walter Leibel, the German guy, against Bill Tsai, the Chinese guy, right? And it's East meets West. They do a great presentation. They'll also be serving 12 guests, so you can check that one out, too. Come on down. Check it out. You don't want to miss it.
Don't forget, there's lots of great food, different ethnic foods, and
all
kinds of stuff to drink, and it's just going to be a great time.
Ladies, great time. Any parting words of wisdom? Because, you know, hard to believe we run out of time.
Just come on out and cheer us on, and I think it'll be a great competition. I think everyone will enjoy it. So.
And are you going to do tacos?
I'm probably not going to go that route, but, you know, because I don't want to play into her expertise.
Then Maria, are you going to do the rack of lamb, or what are you going
to
do?
I'm going to try, but I'm going to have to make a taco.
Exactly.
Don't you think?
I think that
rack
would be the way
lamb
to go.
Taco.
Don't be looking for any jellyfish in the mystery basket, though, okay? I got to tell you.
Okay.
All right. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank
hey, where are we going
thank
after
you
the
guys.
Show?
Thank you.
What's the deal? Anyway, Albert, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Chair Lady, thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome.
And Schmo, thanks for being part of the entourage. I just noticed you're a Yankees fan, but we'll forgive you for that. Maybe next year. Tune in next week. Catch Matt Russell. He'll be back live in the studio, maybe. Until then, bon appetit. We'll see you at Tucson. Meet yourself.
This is Tucson's Jolt.
Hello, you're on the air.
AM 1330. KJLL, South Tucson.